So the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, verse number 23, the writer says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Would you lift your hands, young people? Ask the Holy Ghost to help us, anoint us this morning. Lamb of God, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for your presence that's been in this camp. We're believing you to do great things this morning. Meet us in this altar. Give us victory in this house this morning. We'll be careful to praise you for it. Give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The Bible has a lot to say about the heart. In the Old Testament, it talked about Saul. When God changed him and he took out his heart of stone and gave him a heart of flesh. It talks all through the Bible about the heart. The Bible said in one place that the heart is desperately wicked, and who can know it? The psalmist, speaking about the heart, he said, "Mine eye has affected my heart." When you understand this scripture right here, when the writer says, "Keep thy heart," he's not talking about your organ that pumps blood throughout your body. We'd all probably say that we hadn't done a very good job keeping that organ functioning as good as it should. I know I hadn't eaten like I eat. That's not the heart he's talking about. When you realize the Bible talks so much about the heart, when you understand the importance of that inward man, that spirit of a man, and the writer says, make sure you keep that with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What he's saying is everything in your life, young person, this morning will be affected by who you are on the inside. What you allow to take root on the inside of your heart will be what you become. When you look at somebody's life, from whatever it is, whether it's their walk with God, their marriage, their money, their attitude, their clothing, every bit of that you and I can see, Brother Doodlebug, if they're immodestly dressed or if their marriage is on the rocks and whatever it is, we see all of the symptoms on the outside. But really, when you want to get to the root of the problem, it's not what you and I can see, but it's what's on the inside. Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, they were upset because his disciples didn't wash their hands. And he told them, he said, it's not what goeth into a man that defiles him, but it's what cometh out of a man. For out of the man proceedeth all. And he named off a long list of things that come from the inside of a man. What's in your heart, young person, will affect every area of your life. The way you dress, the way you talk, your attitude, your appearance, it will affect you in your job. It will affect your marriage. If your heart is not right with God, you will have trouble with the rest of your life in every area of your life. Have you ever seen somebody that it just seemed like they just couldn't get it together? They just couldn't seem to get everything, you know, they couldn't get everything to line up just right. They could seem like they would do good in one area, then it falls short in another, and relationships and money and everything in you. Say, man, what is wrong with that guy? If you really want to pull back the curtain and dig it all down, it's not just cause they don't dress right or they do this or do that, but somewhere on the inside, they've allowed something to take root in their heart, and it has stopped their spiritual growth. The Bible talked about a root of bitterness springing up, whereby many are defiled. What is that? It's in the heart. We preach a lot, and I'm sure we'll get to it in this camp. We preach a lot about the symptoms that we can see, and they need to be addressed. There are telltale signs of somebody in somebody's life when their heart is not right. But this morning, I felt the Holy Ghost last night praying that if we could get some young people this morning to pray through till David said, I believe it was David, that said, "Oh God, my heart is fixed." I said, God, that's it. If we could get some young people this morning that would pray through till the Holy Ghost fixes their heart, it would take care of a lot of issues in their life. It would take care of the dress, the attitude, the arrogance. It would take care of feminine boys and masculine women. It would take care of everything in your life if you could pray through to God and say, God, fix my heart. people fix the symptoms. That's easy. It makes about as much sense as if I was here in this camp and Brother Terry Morgan was in here, the PA, he was in here, and I said, Brother Terry, my chest is hurting. It's running down my arm. I'm sweating. I feel like I'm going to hyperventilate. And it would be apparent to everybody that he's something wrong with his heart. And Brother Terry says, oh, here's some muscle relaxers and some painkillers. You won't feel it anymore. That's what a lot of people do in church. They just try to treat the symptoms. Well, if the preacher's going to preach to me about this, I'll just fix that. I'll just change that. But they never, what really would need to happen is Brother Terry say, I can't do a whole lot for you here, but I'm going to send you somewhere to a cardiologist, and we're going to go in and get what's blocking your heart. We're going to get it out of the way, and then it'll take care of everything. A lot of you young people have been treating symptoms for years, and that's why you struggle. That's why you don't have victory. But I come to preach to you this morning. If we could have an altar call where you prayed all the way through till God fixed your heart. Some of you has got issues in your heart. And oh, Brother Jim, I felt the Holy Ghost. I prayed last night. I said, Lord, I got a really, really heavy burden to preach. I don't have nothing to preach. I flipped through my notebook. I pulled out sermon after sermon after sermon. I said, what, this, that? And I just couldn't get it together, Brother Daniel. And the Lord, that one word kept coming to my mind over and over, and it was the word issues, issues, issues. And my mind went to the one with the issue of blood. I said, I don't really. And I was down praying in this scripture just as plain as day. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And I said, God, that's it. There's young people right here this morning. They're dealing with issues in their heart that if they don't get it fixed, it's going to affect them for the rest of their life. You may get married, but the issue will still be there. You may get a job, but the issue will still be there, and it will affect you forever. The Lord began to deal with my heart about these issues. Some of you come to camp and you look good. You're dressed right. You pray, you sing, you do good. And a lot of times when you say this, y'all might think, man, there's some secret sin in their life. And it may be, but that's not what I felt the Lord speak to my heart this morning. I felt the Lord speak to my heart to preach, and it may not be to the majority. It may be to a few. There's about five or six just kept coming to my mind, Brother Jim. Said they're dealing with issues in their life. Issues of hurt. Issues of heartbreaks. Issues, Brother Clifford. We talked about it. You didn't know what I was going to preach. We was talking about a young man before, and he said he struggles with bitterness because of stuff that's happened in his life. Young people, I know we talk about the old people, the older people, but understand. And bitterness can get in the heart of a young person, and it will train wreck your future. If you allow that root of bitterness to get in your heart, and the Bible said when it springs up, many are defiled. It's so easy, Brother Jim, when stuff happens in our life, to get bitter and to get hurt. Understand me this morning, there's nothing wrong with having hurt feelings, but when those hurt feelings turn to hard feelings, and hard feelings turn to bitterness, and bitterness turns to hatred, and then the Bible talks about then it just opens the door for every evil work. I felt like preaching to some young people this morning that's been hurt. This may be different for youth camp. But I felt like there was some young people right here this morning. You still dress right. You still look right. But down on the inside, there's some hurts that's rooted and deep settled in your life. What caused it, preacher? Man, I could list a long list of things that cause bitterness in people's heart. But I'm just fishing. I want to preach to you young people this morning. What come to my mind over and over and over was there be young people here this morning that's been hurt, that's got bitterness in their heart because they've seen adults act like children in church. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. You may not feel, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you sitting right here have seen people that were supposed to be grown adults, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You've seen them act like children. You've seen them talk in tongues 1 minute and chew somebody out the next. You've seen them up and down. You've seen them pitch fits when they didn't get their way, split fellowships. And what that did the whole time, Brother Doodlebug, they weren't concerned about the children. They were concerned about getting their own way. But in the process, they heard they put it in children's hearts and put confusion. How are they saved when they're acting like this? And I come to preach to you this morning, young person, that God wants to heal that hurt. God wants to heal that bitterness. God wants to take that out of your heart and make it right. Adults acting like children. That's what they did in the Old Testament. I mentioned it Sunday morning when that famine came. The parents were hungry. The parents were starving. What did they do? I think I could have found something else to kill and eat besides my children. There had to be some animals in that country. Something. But Brother Jim, the only thing they were concerned about was themselves. They didn't care if they killed their children in the process. And I felt the Holy Ghost dealing with that. There are young people right here this morning that you've been caught in a crossfire between a bunch of adults that was acting like kids and fussing and fighting and carrying on. I know what I'm talking about this morning because I've got a little sister, Clifford. I was talking to you about it, that her heart is so, Brother Jim, I could holler and scream and fuss at her, tell her you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that, and I could deal with every symptom in her life, but I could not pull the bitterness out of her heart. Bitter, does it really matter? Is it really that important? I've seen young people that were good kids get bitterness in their heart, and it affected every area of their life. It turned them into a rebel, cause hatred got in their heart. They lost respect for the man of God, for the house of God, for the moving of the Spirit. And I want to preach to you this morning that God can heal the hurt. The truth be known, you really don't want to be like you are. Brother, I've felt bitterness before. How many of you here has ever experienced that? You know what? It's easy to do when you entertain and you go over in your mind and you feel that, but nobody in their right mind wants to be that way. It zaps every bit of victory out of your life. You wonder sometimes, why does my attitude stink so bad? Why do I run my mouth? Why do I snap? Why am I so angry and resentful and hateful? It all goes back to the heart. I could preach in here this morning. We don't need an anger management class. What we need is for God to fix some young people's hearts. Until you get in an altar and get your heart fixed, you can forget about ever going any farther with God. I know people that's gotten hurt, people that's gotten bitter, and literally through the years, and I don't mean this figuratively, I mean bona fide, it has literally drove them crazy. That's all they think about. It consumes them. And it's bad when it's an adult. It's bad when it's, but when young people are involved, that they look up to people and they've got respect and they've got confidence and they get hurt in the process. And you see them, Brother Doodlebug, going through these things. And you see them struggling and warring and battling. I hope I can help you this morning. The Bible said, keep your heart. What's that mean? Guard it. Don't let anything get in it. Keep everything, whatever you have to do. I've had to pray about the same things before over and over because I didn't want that to get in my heart. I couldn't help the devil running stuff through my mind at times, thoughts. Maybe it's be too transparent, but man, I thought before, Brother Doodlebug, I had it planned out. I know exactly what I'm going to tell him. I had it all laid out. It sounded good, and it got in my mind. But somewhere between here and here, I let the Holy Ghost get in the mix. I said, God, that come to my mind, but I know that's not right. I know that maybe what I would say would probably be true, but Lord, I know that wouldn't be right. And God, I don't want that to send my mind to get in my heart. Because you understand, I know you're not married, and some of you, I don't know if you will. I mean, some of you men, it looks kind of hopeless right now. But if you ever get married, you understand there's people in holiness churches, men and women, I feel the Lord, men and women in holiness churches that loved each other, that wasn't at odds with each other, but one of them got bitter against somebody else, and that bitterness destroyed their marriage. Bitterness destroyed destroyed their kids. I feel like preaching to you. You've got to guard your heart. You've got to keep that stuff out. Regardless of what people's done or what people said or how they've acted, you've got to be bigger than that and say, I want the favor of God on my life more than I want to be right, more than I want to be justified. Their heart. You see people prance around so arrogant, so prideful, and so lifted up. Brother Dean, it's just a heart issue. It's in the heart. I could stand here this morning, and like I said, you've heard me preach, and I'm not opposed to it. I could come in here this morning, and I could preach, and I could just go down a list. I could go down a list of all of these things. But I felt like the Lord dealt with my heart, that if we could have an altar call this morning, where young people, me and Brother Doodlebug was talking before church, and I told him, I said, I'm not as much interested in somebody saying you did a good job as I am seeing this right here get up from their seat, come to this altar with tears running down their face, say, God, fix my heart. I know it's hard to do sometimes at youth camp because you wonder about what everybody around you is saying, what they're going to think, how they're going to respond. But I step out on a limb this morning and say, if you will put that out of your mind, and you will just get up from your seat and come to this altar, forget everybody else, and just get an altar. Who cares what they think? You got to get your heart fixed. Who cares what you got to get your heart fixed? If somebody will get us a song this morning, I come in here this morning, I told somebody, I said, I'm not going to preach long. I want to have a long altar service. I preach simple, I know that. But it's what the Lord dealt with my heart. Right here this morning, God is wanting to fix some young people's hearts. Has it ever crossed your mind? Why can't I ever seem like I just get over that? Go past that. We always get up to a certain point and stop. What is it in your heart this morning? Oh, I know he could go with lust and pride, and it may be some of that stuff. But I believe there's some deep-rooted issues in hearts of young people right here this morning. I wonder if I got any young people that say, I want to get it out, preacher. I'm sick to death of this stopping me, of this hindering me. I don't want to be bitter. You've seen the way people's acting. You say, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be that person. I want to be better than that. The only way you're going to do that is if you get your heart fixed. It's going to have to mean you taking the low road out and saying, I'm going to let it go. Yeah, they done me wrong. Yeah, they done my family wrong. They done my daddy wrong. But I'm going to let it go because I don't want to go to hell over it. I don't want it to stop me. Come on, young people. Oh, hallelujah. I want to get it out of my heart this morning. You can go to heaven with hurt feelings, young people, but you can't go to heaven with hard feelings. Come on in here this morning. Let's seek the Lord. God, fix my heart. Lord, that thing that's bothering me, that thing that's hindering me, God, I want you to take it out. I want you to heal it this morning. I give it to you. You give it to God, it means, Lord, I'm not going to rehash it in my mind over and over. I want to let it go this morning. I want God to help me. Come on. Let's get our hearts fixed this morning.